tell us about the fleets coming in.
Well, they used to come in groups. They got to the stage that it was always agreed that the American and the British fleet would not be in at the same time. And the British, even the British Mediterranean fleet, I had a cousin on board, HMS Blake, they only came in half. So half stayed at sea while the half came in, and then they swapped over to try and keep the strain on the Gibraltar down a bit. But yeah, it used to get quite...
Yes.
Main Street was quite noisy at times.
We had some account from some local Gibraltarians who used to live in the houses
overlooking the Trocadero and places like
then
that.
Then used to look down and
Trocadero and the Trafalgar Bar and all that.
Yes.
It's been great.
Yeah,
I was glad I didn't live there as a civilian. Yeah.
And so was that, you know, presumably late at night. What time did the bars used to stay open till?
Oh, about midnight.
Okay.
Because the border closed at midnight. You had to be back over the border by midnight.
Okay.
On occasions you didn't quite make it. But.
And I take it that there was a lot of military police presence to...
Military police weren't that heavy, but yes, they were. It got worse when the American fleet were in, because they're... Snowdrops came ashore and looked after the American sort of thing, and that was it.
And was there sort of hostility between the Brits and the Americans when they came in?
I wouldn't say it was hostility, but it was
after a few pints.
After a few pints, there was all sorts of you can always start an argument with the Americans. It's sort of shouts of "the South will rise again." That usually started something.
Yeah. And I had one person telling me that some piazza, there were, after a night, there were tables and chairs, and so it would kick off into
it could get a bit interesting.
Okay.
But the thing, we always knew when the Americans were coming in, because there used to be a Russian whaling fleet come in ahead of them. There used to be a big factory ship and two or three whalers come and moor right up in the bay. And that meant that the Americans
were being monitored.
Very shortly they would be, and it used to be quite interesting to see the Americans would anchor up with these with a lot of ships.
And what were these Russian whalers? Were they spy ships or something?
Yeah. Because the little whalers used to be quite interesting to watch. You'd see them go out and they'd be cruising around the bay, and getting as close as they could to the American warships. And the Americans would launch a launch or something, or chase them off with it, and quite comical to watch it.
And did the Spanish have? There was this vessel called Smoky Joe or something. Was that?
Oh yeah. They had a pre 1940 destroyer, or I don't know, it was a destroyer or a frigate, but it appeared to be coal fired, but it probably wasn't. It was probably just poorly maintained. But yeah, they did have one.
Yeah.
That used to come out of Algeciras.
Yeah. And what was the accommodation like for you? You were in South Barracks to start with?
South Barracks to start with, which was six men rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, six men rooms in South Barracks on three floors.
That's not bad for the 50s, though.
No, that's good. And then we went to Buena Vista Barracks, where they were much the same.
Wooden huts.
They were brick huts, weren't they? They were huts.
Single story huts.
But I was fortunate because I was the surveyor and on call, because we were working 24 hours. There was a bungalow down at Little Bay, and I lived in the bungalow with three blokes who were the guard. We did the security guard as well. They did the security guard. So really, I had quite a pleasant
setup
down there, which meant that we were just right alongside the swimming pool at.
And where did you think swim? And you talked about sport. Did you used to swim a lot?
Yeah, we've got to say, there I was right alongside the Nuffield pool.
Okay.
And canoeing. I used to like canoeing. And we had canoes. Did a little bit of sailing. Played rugby. Pitch was over in the other. Was on the road out of La Linea going to Algeciras.
You're not good at sort of wallow, are
you? Exactly.
You can tell us about that later.
Yeah, it used to be a regimental sort of game, a sports thing, but yeah.
And did you ever get roped into participating in the ceremony of the keys? And
no, I never did. The tunnelling troop did, and they were relieved very shortly.
We relieved them immediately.
They were relieved shortly after taking it
lasted 2 days.
Yeah.
And so when you came back in the 70s, what year was it in the 70s?
First time I went back would have been 76.
And what sort of change did you see there?
Well, obviously it was no longer a big garrison, because we went out with the TA squadron and we were the biggest unit as such on Gibraltar at that stage. And there was no infantry battalion there. Yeah. But the Gibraltar regiment was considerably bigger than it had been. It had been artillery. In fact, I'm not certain whether it's not still artillery, but it is, I think. But they were quite... They were National Service and very small, and they were in Buena Vista Barracks at the far end of Buena Vista Barracks. They've obviously got quite a lot more to say about the things now, and they've got a very good band and everything else.
And they're all integrated into mainstream British Army.
Yeah.
Serve abroad.
And that had started in the 70s. It's now fully in, but it had started integrated in the 70s. They'd taken over quite a few bits and pieces. And so, yes, I noticed a big difference, but nothing like the difference I noticed this year. For a long time, it gave me the impression that I'd gone back several times on holiday, that the rot was getting a bit dirty and dusty and dowdy. Started when they closed the border, and all of a sudden there was no Spanish labour, so they imported Moroccans, who didn't go home every night. I mean, that was the big thing when the Spanish were there. There would be 20,000 Spaniards who'd come across the border in the morning, and 20,000 Spaniards would go across the border in the afternoon with all the rubbish with them. And, you know, they'd take a lot of the rubbish and bits and pieces off of Gibraltar. And all of a sudden, this was stopped. And the imported North African labour obviously needed places to live and stayed on the rock and made more problems.
Were you ever there when the Moroccans were there?
Yeah.
And they were.
Of course, they're still there now.
And a lot of them were accommodated in the barrack blocks at Casemates.
Yes, they are.
Near Southport Tunnel.
Near Southport. And then they're now more down in. There's a lot of them down at Europa where the mosque is, of course, now, you know.
So Gibraltar was getting a bit dirty and tatty.
Getting very dirty, very tatty. It was not. When you came into the airport. The airport building was quite small and nothing, but you came out the other side and the first thing that you was dust and sand all over the place. And if you went round to I used to stay at the Caleta Palace, because I liked the view from the Caleta and I liked the hotel, but the route round there was very low rent. And even when you went up through the town, things were not good. Buildings were looking decidedly in need of it. But I mean, this year I went out there and I was amazed. It's totally changed. The Gibraltar government are obviously spending a lot of money improving things. The harbour now, that went through a series of changes from being a very busy working military harbour to trying to be a civilian dockyard facility, which didn't really work. Then they started tried to encourage people to bring yachts in, but they hadn't got the facilities. But now they've suddenly realised that this is really the way they've got to go, and that they've built those, and they've built a lot of new, very high class flats. And
they've got Ocean Village.
That Ocean Village is really nice. You go there. You can have a drink, you can have a meal, smashing surroundings, nice views. People are very friendly. Great.
Yeah. Hello. Can I interrupt? Where's your toilet, mate? Please?
Yeah, straight through.
And you must have seen it change. So, for instance, like Caletta Bay when you first there, would have been a fishing.
It was a fishing bay. In fact, it had one of the best fish restaurants on Gibraltar, on the beach, there. And I used to go around there for meals. And then they built the Caletta Palace in 62, I think it was. They're building that, yeah. And yeah. It was in 63 when it opened. We just started the tunnel at Dudley Wall Way and went in there on the first night that it was open.
Okay. And so you've seen a lot of change. Would you say it's for the better?
It is certainly for the better now. There was a time when I think there was a lot of resistance on the part of the Gibraltarians. They didn't want it to become another extension of the Costa del Sol. And as a result of that, they were against anything that sort of smacked of being a touristy type thing.
Yeah.
And that actually was to the detriment of the Gibraltarians themselves, because they didn't have the facility.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I've noticed. Now down at Europa Point, there's a great sort of playground there for the kids, all done on what was the old parade ground. And the way they've done all the sightseeing parts now for Europa is very, very good.
Yeah.
And they're now doing a hell of a lot of work on the historic buildings and the main buildings in the main city itself.
Yeah.
And I think it must be to the benefit of the Gibraltarian, because they're bringing money in. They've got very, very good facilities.
And they've got offshore businesses.
And they've got all the offshore businesses. When we were out there in May, as a lot of people said to me, there's been no recession on Gibraltar. The facilities and everything else have encouraged people in, and they're encouraging people to move big yachts from the Spanish coast down into the harbour of Gibraltar, obviously.
So you've been associated with Gibraltar all through your life, really. And you must be fond of them.
I've travelled to lots of places in the world, and the only other place in England that I would live is Gibraltar.
Okay.
It strikes me as being Portsmouth with sunshine.
Okay. And I think with that, I'm going to say thank you very much. That was brilliant.